Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 20. Read the first seven verses. I talked last week about the timelines, about the days, the 1260 days, the 42 months, and we looked in the time, half times. We talked about that last week, and then we introduced the thought from Daniel chapter 12 about the 1290 days and the 1335th day and what all that entails. And the reason I went there last week, the 1335th day introduces the millennial reign of Christ. I believe that's the timelines it would be. So in Daniel chapter number 12, it talks about blessed is he that waiteth and cometh into the 1335th day. That would be the beginning of the millennial reign of Christ. And that's the section we're in here now in Revelation chapter number 20. We talked about it a little bit last week. There's a lot of good people, a lot of saved people, a lot of Baptist people who do not believe in the millennial reign of Christ, the 1,000-year reign of Christ. And it's amazing to me, as we read these first seven verses, that the 1,000 years is mentioned six times. It's pretty clear that at least during that span of 1,000 years, something awesome is going to be taking place. So beginning in verse number one, once again, Revelation chapter number 20, and I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And he cast him to the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And we'll probably get into that next week, how during the millennial reign of Christ, Satan will be chained, if you will, in the underworld. And then after the 1,000-year reign, he will be loosed, and we'll read about that in next week, what takes place. Verse number 4, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Now let me stop right here. We'll get later in our studies about this. It talks about judgment was given unto them. It's mentioned about we're going to rule and reign with him. So during the millennium, we as believers, those the bride, we talked about the bride of Christ and others, they would be in the position of leadership, of ruling with Christ. We'll talk about that next week. When we talk about David will be like the vice regent, so to speak, with Jesus. He's going to rule with Jesus. We're going to rule with Jesus. The apostles are going to rule with Jesus. And we'll talk about that next week, but that's what it means. I saw the thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And then I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now these are referring to those who had died in the tribulation period. They were martyred. They refused the mark of the beast or whatever reason they were killed. They are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period. And they enter into the millennium in their glorified bodies. Verse number 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. That's what I want to talk about again this morning, about this resurrection. The rest of the dead is referring to all the unbelievers, okay? At this point, every believer that has ever died, from the time of Adam, all through the Old Testament, through the New Testament, and up until the end of the tribulation period, all believers now have been resurrected. And that is what's called the first resurrection. If we were to read in Acts chapter number 24, verse number 15, just mark it, we won't go there. But it talks about there is a resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. So this resurrection of the just is known as the first resurrection. It's a completed resurrection, okay? And we see that from the time of Adam to the last person who was ever saved that had died, they will now receive a resurrected body. And there will be no more death for believers. Important to note that. After this point, never again will any believer ever die. They enter on to the millennium and they live forever and forever and forever. And we'll talk more about that later. But I want you to see, that's the first resurrection. Verse number 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. Again, that's that completed resurrection. And we're going to look at that here in just a second. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. In verse number 7, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now, I wanted to stop here again this morning. Next week, I want to talk about what takes place during that thousand-year reign. That's next week. But this morning, I want to talk about that again, that resurrection, the first resurrection. So we kind of at least have it clear. Turn me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 27. Matthew chapter number 27. We find in Matthew chapter 27, let's begin in verse number 50. Jesus is on the cross of Calvary. He is paying our sin debt and the sin debt of the whole world. He shed his blood, and we know about the time of the cross, that he was on the cross. And it said in verse number 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. In other words, that's very important to notice. Nobody killed Jesus. People about killing Jesus. No, nobody killed Jesus. Jesus was not a martyr. Literally, Jesus gave up the ghost. He dismissed his spirit. He even said, it is finished. What he had come to do, it was accepted. Okay? He yielded up the ghost. Verse number 21, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. So when Jesus died, when he gave up the ghost, that veil in the temple was torn. And a great earthquake took place. In verse number 52, and the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. Again, this means resurrection. The word resurrection literally means a standing up. Okay, literally they stood up. But notice this, and came out of their graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, I'll stop there with reading. I want you to notice this is what's called the first fruits. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, you get that great resurrection chapter about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the resurrection of our loved ones, the resurrection of even us. The dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, that great resurrection chapter in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, Christ the first fruits. So we get the picture, first of all, of the first fruits in a resurrection picture. Jesus of necessity was the first that was raised from the dead in a glorified body. Now, there was other resurrections in the Old Testament. There were resurrections in the New Testament. Remember Lazarus and other times it talked about in the New Testament where people were raised from the dead. They did not receive a glorified body. Jesus is the first of a new order, if you will. He was the first that when he came out of the grave, he had a glorified body. What does that mean? I ain't never seen one. Okay? I do know, I'm going to read it this morning in our worship hour at the beginning of worship service. We're going to be like him, for we're going to see him as he is. 1 John speaks about that. We will have a glorified body. Now, we won't be little gods running around and little Christ running around. I don't get lost in this. When I see Dave Quimby in heaven, Dave Quimby will be perfect. He's far from it today. Amen. Okay. And what goes for Dave Quimby goes for all of us. We're far from perfect. This sin nature has gotten, we wear glasses and hearing aids and no hair. I don't guess that's a curse, Ask Doug. He enjoys no hair. But anyway, all these things. In heaven, we'll be perfect. We'll have a glorified body. Okay. Amen. Amen. Anyway, Jesus Christ was the first of that order with a glorified body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.